My name is Amy Schmidt, and I'm here to talk about music and why I love it.
1,200 miles of length and breadth before Swiss City stands. Its gems and walls of jasper shine, not made with human hands.
I play the mandolin, the accordion, the piano, and that is what I can play proficiently. Bluegrass tends to be, at its very base, fairly simple, so then it gives you a lot of room to be creative within the context of the song, which is fun, so you don't feel like you're just playing a carbon copy of the way another musician played it, because there just is lots of room for improvisation in bluegrass music, so I suppose that's maybe another reason that we're drawn to that kind of music, because it lets you be creative but still kind of follow a basic pattern.
Have you been writing lately?
That's a big joke in our house. We try. I love lyrics and have gotten really into poetry writing, so that is where my writing has kind of stayed, and so then I try to write lyrics to songs, and they just get kind of too big. So the thing that we find the struggle in between Andy and I with writing a song is how to keep it simple, because there's nothing more effective than a really simple, well-written song. And I think that's really, it's really, really hard to write a simple song, and that sounds dumb, but it's just really hard.
What do you love most about playing?
It's joyous. I just love music, so it's just such a privilege to be able to play it myself, and it just feels good just to tap your toe. And I think, you know, humans are so rhythmic, you know, I think that's just ingrained in us, and it just is a really addicting feeling to be so engrossed in that, you know, and just to make noise. I think we were designed to make noise, so it's fun. And from a community standpoint, it's fun to get together with people and do that with other people. It's, you know, just a way of connecting with people other than, you know, sitting down and chatting or going for a walk. It's just another form of interacting with other humans, and that's a good thing. And we just have so much fun. Music is just delightful, so it just is really great to be able to participate in it that way. I love to listen to music too, but it feels good to be actively engaged in the art of making music.
Thank you.
I have a love-hate relationship with performing. I love it because, you know, how can you not love to share what something that you love to do? But I hate it because I just feel naked when I perform. It just is this kind of terrifying, holy buckets, what if I sound terrible? Or, you know, just that vulnerability is definitely there. It's gotten better. When I first, you know, started performing, I despised it, but I've gotten more comfortable. And, you know, you just build up your confidence, and you also realize, too, that you're probably the only one that realized you made a mistake. Usually, when people are listening, you have to really make a mistake for people to really know that you made a mistake. But, I do love it. I could also never do it again, and I probably wouldn't be sad, but then I would be sad because I love to do it. It's just this really strange dichotomy of love-hate, love-hate.
Oh, little red bird on my windowsill, been so lonesome, shake that morning chill. Oh, little red bird, open your mouth and say, been so lonesome, just about flown away. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, winter's come and gone, a little bird told me so.
I feel like I get really sucked into it, and it's almost you know, you just are transported to a different place where everything else kind of melts away and you forget about a crappy day at work or what you have to do when you get home or just all these, you know, things that bog us down having to be responsible adults. It's fun to just walk into something that's totally removed from that and just be a part of that for a while and leave everything else behind.
Oh, little blackbird on my white line, dark as trouble in this heart of mine. Oh, little blackbird sings over its song, dark as trouble till winter's come and gone. So long now I've been out in the rain and snow, winter's come and gone, a little bird told me so.
Boy, I love to play music with people. It's such a joy to get to sit down and, you know, see what other people have to bring to the table and, you know, some, I don't, and you support each other. You know, you, somebody does something real great and it's so fun to say, man, that was great. You know, wow, you nailed that solo or that sounded so great. And then it's fabulous to have somebody say that back to you. You know, maybe it's a little bit of an ego boost, but I think it's okay to have an ego boost every now and again. And up here, we're so blessed. There's just so many places to play and so many talented people to play with and just opportunities that it blows my mind, you know, for such a small community. Just, it's just so full of music, and that's a really wonderful thing.
Will shine upon my
to be able to create something is such an incredible privilege of the human being. You know, to be able to create is such a blessing. So I think to me that's the best part of it is just, wow, look, you know, look what I did, you know, look, or just that feeling of having an idea or a thought and being able to effectively communicate it is such a good feeling, you know. And from an artistic standpoint, it's just, it feels good to be able to share your art with people, whatever form of art that is, you know, whether it's music or writing or painting or drawing or dancing, you know, it just feels really good to communicate a part of your soul to the rest of the world because it makes you feel more understood. And I think that's, you know, what everybody strives for in life is just to be understood by the people around them. And, you know, if you do that through music, then boy, does it feel good when you feel like you, you know, put a part of yourself out there for people to understand and it worked. You know, it's a great feeling.
And once he smiled upon her, and once he smiled on me, but they knew not what I suffered, for they saw no change.
You've been listening to The Local Music Project featuring Amy Marie Schmidt of Hovland. All songs heard on today's edition of The Local Music Project were recorded at the 2011 Radio Waves Music Festival and featured Amy Marie on lead vocals with the group Blueberry Jam. Today's feature was produced by Barbara Jean Myers and Kathy Quinn and is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Archived editions of The Local Music Project can be found online at WTIP.org.
Oh, smiles tonight.
Thank you.